story is about what happens when one of the world's worst pets meets one of the world's worst children. Now, one day, Molly demanded a pony. Not just any pony. "I want the prettiest pony in the world," bawled Molly, "as I am the prettiest girl in the world." So pony after pony was paraded in front of her. But she found fault with every single one of them. "Too tall, too short, too toothy, not toothy enough, too fat, too thin, too dark, too light, too horsey looking, not horsey looking enough." This went on for hours and hours. Molly was impossible. Lord and Lady Coddle were ready to give up when the final pony pranced into the garden. He was white in colour, with black mane, tail and hooves. "What about this one, my dearest Molly?" asked Lady Coddle. "His name is Picasso." "Hmm," replied the ghastly girl.
"He was the very last pony in the country, my sweetest," said Lord Coddle.
"He's the wrong colour," exclaimed Molly.
"What colour would you like Picasso to be, my darling?" asked Father.
"White and black," she shouted. Molly's father studied the pony again.
"He is white and black, my angel."
"He is black and white, you fool,"